This is KUT. The group of people who are 65 and older grows nationwide by about 1 million every year, and Central Texas is the epicenter for that growth. Austin has the fastest growing population of seniors in the country. Getting older has its perks, like professional expertise, maturity in decision making, and a gravitas that only comes with age. But it also has its challenges. And for Austinites who are 65 and older, or as some advocates like to say, 65 and better, their greatest challenge is housing. KUT's Joy Diaz reports.
The view outside Alice Smith's bedroom is so gorgeous, she refuses to have curtains.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm laying in this bed, and I'm down below window level. So I lay here, and I see the trees. And I lay and watch the birds and listen to the birds.
Light bounces off her glass figurines, making patterns of turquoise and pink on the floor.
Then I'm retired, so I don't have to get up at any particular time. I just lay here and I feel like getting up, and it's just so pleasant.
Smith lives in an RV by the Colorado River.
How small is your trailer?
You know, this is, I think, 8 by 24, but that's the outside. You get it. It's take off at least 6 inches. And that doesn't sound like much, but a little teeny place like this, 6 inches. Oh my God. Woo! I've got 6 more inches to work with.
The space is tight, but lovely. Although, truth be told, this is not the retirement the 69-year-old envisioned. Like many women of her generation, Smith stayed home to care for her 4 kids. Once they were older, she balanced a series of odd jobs with caring for her elderly mother till her death.
So women my age and just below and above, we're all living on these teeny tiny little Social Security, and they're eliminating all the places we can live. People are going to wake up one day and say, oh my God, we're abounding with old ladies that have no place to live. We get food stamps so we can eat, but it's just a shame that when you've been productive person all your life, and at the end of your life, you can live in a trailer park in an old trailer. You know, that's just not right. That is not right.
But it's real. People 65 and older face a bigger housing crisis than the rest of us. 81% of older Americans now live in urban environments. That's according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration on Aging. In Texas, living in the urban core means housing shortages for all. Another fact Smith clearly portrays is that the face of older adults is the face of women. People 65 and older all over the U.S. are mostly women. The older the group, the more women there are. Picture this. For every 80-year-old man, there are 2 women. One good thing is that many are enjoying good health and living longer. But that poses a challenge, too. Even the ones with financial security eventually run out of money.
In fact, I live in that world. My mom is in St. Louis.
Teresa Ferguson leads Austin Up, a new nonprofit that focuses on older Austinites.
She was living in a retirement community where rent was maybe $2,200 a month or something like that, and that money ran out. And it turned out that we found a convent that they've now opened up to low-income seniors.
In Austin, there are no convents opening their doors to seniors. In fact, there are very few places affordable enough for anyone whose only income is Social Security. So, what more people are doing is doubling and sometimes tripling up. Marilyn Barrick smiles as she watches her twin grandbabies play.
Yes, we all live together in one big house, 8 of us there.
That would be Barrick, her daughter and son-in-law, their toddler and twins, Barrick's other daughter, and her teenage son.
As long as we communicate and be open and honest with each other, that it works out. A little bit of, you know, frustration here and there, but we get over it.
Doubling up is not as common in the U.S. as it is in other cultures. Only about 2 million older Americans live in a home where a grandchild is present. But the financial crisis of 2008 flipped our cultural understanding of independence when, according to the census data, it forced adult children to move back in with their parents. Now, it is the parents who are the ones facing a housing crisis. Could it be solved in part by imitating the rest of the world and living in multi-generational households? Well, there's one idea. Enjoy the S, KUT News.